I don't know if I don't think Millicent is anybody is. Where's Jordan?
Let me make sure he knows that it's 1 p.m.
Yep.
Oh, he's hopping on. And guess where I'm going at 10 a.m., Harry?
Where?
The dentist.
Oh, no.
I chipped my front tooth again. You probably can't see.
Oh, no. You can't tell, but God. Again, Jen?
Again.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I mean, literally, when I met Bill, I lost a molar eating eggs, so... I live hard. I don't even do meth. I don't get it. Like, it doesn't make any...
You claim you don't do meth, but you don't know. So how was your weekend?
Wow, I can't wait to start traveling again. It's just nothing but rain and taking care of my perfect children, being bored. I need more excitement in my life.
I was so bummed I couldn't make it to Florida yesterday.
Harry, oh my God. I can't. So now you're not speaking, right?
No, it was supposed to be at 9 this morning.
Oh my gosh, how mad were they?
I mean, I'm sure they're pissed, but there was really nothing I could do. I mean, I thought about driving. It's like a 22-hour drive, and I had like 23 hours. I was like, there's no way, you know? I mean, I'd have to drive straight there and get right on stage. I thought about, I was like, what the hell else do I have to do? You know, I'm still young. I can pull it off. Then cooler heads prevailed, and I just decided to.
Yeah.
So I like that coffee house. What's it called?
Turnstile. It's awesome. I love it. And I've told you, like, I've seen all sorts of Southern reps here, and somebody else walked in here, but this is the spot, Harry. It's right next to the new football club.
Oh, yeah.
They got all the things. They got beer, they got spirits, they got coffee, they got Tobo. Like, literally everybody in the shop drinks Tobo all day. It's got to be like...
I love to. Isn't it hot out there? Are you just out for the pod because it's noisy in there?
Yeah, exactly. It's actually not. It's not that hot because, I mean, it's been raining nonstop, so...
Yeah, it's just humid. I was at Black Rifle earlier today. I'd never been inside. It's pretty cool. Got big leather couches and, you know, they have the retail shops now.
That's great. Where do they have them? How many do they have? Do you know?
I think they have 2 or 3 in San Antonio. And then they have like weird, like Nashville and Salt Lake and
nothing in Austin.
No.
Cause Austin's too
liberal. Yeah. I mean, it's basically, they go to military cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, everybody in there was tatted up and big, you know, I could get the shit beat out of me. Probably could have, probably did. I just forgot. Right, Bisky?
Bisky, what'd you do this weekend, Harry?
Gosh. Idiot. What did I do? I'm still kind of limping around, and I didn't do much. Millicent's dad and stepmom came in, so we had lunch with them. And, you know, he's an eye surgeon, so he was real interested in my glasses sitch going on up here.
Oh, yeah. So do you have 2 pair on right now? I can't really tell.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Okay. You just usually have them staggered like this.
Yeah. I've taped them now so they don't fall off. See the black tape on the side? Anyway. Well, we'll go ahead and get started. I don't know where Jordan is, but all I wanted to talk about today, Jen, is because we had the dog face dude on last Friday, we didn't really get to talk about some of the news that that had come through last week. And one of the there's Jordan, he's finally joining. One of the things that I thought was probably one of the bigger news items out of the week was something that your husband unearthed, Bill Kirk, about how Constellation took like a $12 million charge. Yeah, for I love it. They had a special phrase for it. It was like increased product obsolescence. That's the
term. I thought that was Bill's.
Yeah.
So listen to Bill in the background. So Bill came up with this awesome term, increased obsolescence resulting from conservative expiration. So I didn't think they ever threw old beer away. I thought Corona just... They weren't real strict about that in the old days. I guess that's changed now that they're a big company.
That's what's interesting. Did you see what we wrote actually today about the core stuff? We were putting out some feelers about what distributors would actually do with the core seltzer. Yeah. And like a lot of them are actually going to destroy it because they think they can get a little kickback from the company. And also they can get some excise tax relief on it too. So it sounds like hopefully we won't have all this super cheap seltzer dumped, because that won't be great for the category. But
no, you know. Yeah, you're right. I think they probably dodged a bullet. I don't think there's a lot of it out there anymore. It's never really sold well. And that, you know, that goes to the point that I'd like to make. You know, we should pat ourselves on the back, because we were, I think, among the first. Jordan's gone. Poor guy. We have to get him some new internet. But you know, Jen, we pointed out early on, why are beer companies branding beer with seltzer? It doesn't make any sense to the consumer. And, you know, we always said that. It's like the consumer thinks this is a vodka soda. Why would Bud Light put its name on it? It worked just because of the distribution muscle and the chain contacts, and the brand equity and awareness is already there. It worked for a while, but that's not a long-term success. And I think that's what you're seeing. Coors Seltzer, Bud Light Seltzer's down, Corona Seltzer's down double digits. They're all the kind of the beer branded ones are really suffering now. And then it's hard to tease out on White Claw and Truly, because there some flavors are just going crazy and some are just in the dumps. So you kind of have to meet it out. But I think what Bill and others have been saying is that it's a two-man race now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the 80-20 rule. And it's just like every other business.
Yeah.
It's just going to constantly be that way.
I mean, seltzer is light beer, but it's light beer with flavors, right? So that's the only difference. It's not your dad's light beer, which is nice. But yeah, I don't think there's going to be a ton of seltzers eventually. There doesn't need to be a ton of seltzers, right? Like,
no.
And then, of course, Bud Light can afford to, you know, farm itself out a bit, because it's not setting the world on fire with growth, right? So might as well.
Yeah, right.
You know, remember Rita's back in 2011 or 2012 was like one of the biggest growth brands. And now look where Bud Light Rita's are, right? So they'll just keep doing that.
Very cyclical. And Rita's, you know, they did so well for so long. Mm-hmm. And huge profitable, very profitable product. And still a big brand. If it's not as big as it used to be, but boy, we think, oh, this is just a few million barrel brand. I'm like, people would die to have a few million barrels of any brand.
I would.
Well, I think for Rita's, people found out how many calories were in there and in that little tiny can. And then
where's the light come into play?
They got sued over that.
They got sued, and it was like a class action suit. They decreased the size of Bud Light. I don't even think it says Bud Light Readers on it anymore.
No, it's just Readers now.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you know, the Coors Light discontinued, the Coors Seltzer discontinued, not really a huge surprise. The one thing I liked is that Molson Coors is discontinuing products that aren't successful, because historically they were real slow to do that. You know, when they see that Cape Line's not doing well, boom, it's out. They see that, Henry's Hard Soda was, you know, a huge surprise. You know,
we were floored.
Floored. Yeah. Luckily they repurposed it for antifreeze, but there's other brands that you can't do that with. So
two hats,
right? That was a huge success.
But, you know, they did discontinue this one quickly, but still they launched it so late. I mean,
they never got a chance.
No, right? No, they launched it in September of last year. It didn't even make it a full year.
Well, I mean, that's when you want to launch a seltzer, is right when winter starts.
Right after summer's gone, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Let's get ready for that fall winter, for that cold front. Let's get a good lime seltzer out there.
Get ready for that winter summer. That's right.
I think they would have discontinued it a lot earlier, too, if they didn't have that one orange cream pop flavor coming out. They were just waiting for that thing to launch, and... and then once it came out,
yeah,
they took that thing down.
You know, my buddy Kevin Doyle, my favorite person over there, he's like, you know, it turns out that consumers aren't responding to beer branded seltzers as much as we thought. And I was like, well.
On the other hand, Jordan and I did see giant displays of Zoa at HEB.
Oh yeah,
giant.
Zoa's rolling now.
It's rolling, huh?
They taste pretty good. I don't think they get you all that jacked up, though.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty jittery after I had one
really?
A few months ago. Maybe I'm just, it's like a different caffeine source that I'm used to, but it was tasty. The flavor was good. I will say that.
I'll have to try it. Where are they selling? HEB, I guess, and everywhere? Yeah,
you can find them at HEB. I mean, I like it when you don't get jacked up on an energy drink, but I need a little something,
a little
buzz.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're 15 minutes late to the call, and then when you do get on, you don't speak.
Okay.
Well, that's because it moved his bowels, right?
No.
As caffeine does, and he had to take a break.
When you gotta go, you gotta go, Jen, right? You and I know that.
Sorry, Jay.
There's something about my internet connection in there. I'm gonna have to pick a new spot.
Yeah.
Because I log on, my Gmail starts going haywire as soon as it's time, and then I can't click the link. And then Jen is like, are you getting on? I was like, yeah. She's like, is that 1 o'clock? I was like, yeah, I know. I'm trying to get on.
I'm sorry, Jay.
No. It's not. And then I finally get on and my internet connection is unstable. And Harry's like asking me a question and I guess I'm not coming through.
No, you weren't.
Oh, yeah. God. So then I moved rooms and now I'm fine.
Well, if you're fine, then let me do an IRI pop quiz on you real quick then. Ooh. Yeah. Jen, you could play too.
All right.
Let's do it.
We'll start Jordan with you and then we'll go to Jen. This is an idea that I saw on another podcast. And I thought we'd take it. Okay. We're going to start with an easy one, Jordan. All right.
Okay.
This is year to date dollars, all off premise channels. What is the second largest beer brand in IRI?
It's really close between Michelob and Modelo. I think year to date, Michelob is still on top.
You are correct.
If you look
ding,
at more
ding, 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 ding.
In more recent time frames, though, I think Modelo is on top.
Yeah.
Very good, Jordan. Very good. All right, we have another one. You ready? What is the largest seltzer brand and be specific?
White Claw variety pack number one.
And you are correct, sir.
Which is bigger, Busch or Stella Artois?
Busch.
You are correct, sir.
Busch Light.
No, it's Busch, actually.
Really?
Well, Busch Light's bigger than both of them. Okay, Jen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Which is larger, Pabst Blue Ribbon or Corona Premier?
Ooh, at this point, shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You're correct. Just barely.
Yeah. That's hard, Harry.
I know. That's why I asked you, Jen. You've been in the game longer.
That's getting close.
So here's one. Which is bigger, Heineken USA or Diageo Beer Company?
Shit.
That's the international noise for put on your thinking cap.
I guess Diageo, that one's also got to be pretty close.
It's Heineken. Sorry, this game sucks. I'm sorry. I'll create a better game. I'm surprised. Heineken's actually a lot bigger than Diageo. You know how these beer companies, like AB is like twice as big as Miller.
Yeah.
Miller's twice as big as Constant. Like that. And so it goes Boston Beer, you know, did like a year to date, $1 billion in sales. Heineken did 732. And then the next one is Diageo, 320.
Wow.
It just goes like in half.
I mean, they don't even have that many beer brands, right? Diageo beer. That's why I was like getting psyched out, but that totally makes sense.
Yeah. And then Pabst is right under that at 221. And then FIFCO still hanging in. FIFCO's bigger. Is FIFCO bigger than Yuengling? It sure is. Biscuit, I asked you that question. You got it right. So, all right. And there was one other thing I wanted to bring up, which kind of low key today. There's some other stuff. So this Sweetwater deal.
Yeah.
That kind of came out of the blue, huh?
Sort of. I mean, they expanded into Colorado in January, and then obviously they have the now most giant cannabis company owning them. So they're just lining them up to be able to do stuff, I'm sure. Right? Like, why would you be owned by the largest cannabis company now, Tilray Afria, and not be in the western half of the United States? That doesn't make any sense, right? Where
so they have
California,
a lot of, yeah, right. Yeah, it totally makes sense. And they have a lot of cash, right? I mean, that it's like...
I think so.
I mean, you never know with those cannabis companies.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, what's his name? The former Haynes, the guy who founded Haynes Celestial leads that whole thing. So,
yeah, he's Irwin. Got money. Yeah, and Sweetwater has been trying to go out west for a long time. Remember like 5-6 years ago, Jen, they wanted mm-hmm. to do a brewery out in California
mm-hmm.
and that never worked out, but
it's hard, man. You know, cause you know, it's kind of like Yingling coming to Texas. You know, we already have Shiner and like them going to the West Coast. I feel like they're kind of the Firestone Walker of the East Coast. You know, there's, you know, it's yeah. kind of
craft has always moved west to east. You know, mm-hmm. there's not many companies yeah. on the East Coast that have,
except for
ventured out to the West Coast.
Well, I mean, this is more. There's more.
More companies people. Out there too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's more dense, and it makes sense. Let me just make sure there wasn't anything else. I was looking through my emails, and
yeah, got a big week this week. Lots of calls, prepping for our DPS. We've got that Lester thing tomorrow that we've already covered.
Nice job, Jen.
Thanks. Old wait, Lester.
What is that noise?
Sounds like you got some drag racing going on.
Sorry, I'm outside and these trucks love to burn rubber and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try and gin something up for WSD again tomorrow and we should be good to go. All right, guys.
We have a couple stories for WSD, so but yeah, if you could. We're running a Drizzly story tomorrow that we could also run in WSD. They still haven't run our specs thing that they were gonna do, so they're not desperate. Like, there's a plan.
Right. Okay, cool. All right, guys. Well, I'll chat you tomorrow. Take care. And thank you for drinking beer. Don't forget.
Bye-bye.